The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, let's talk Everton. And it's a warm welcome to the show to the Professional Development Coordinator. Gosh, that doesn't sound like the right title, but it is. Of course, former Blues boss Joe Royal. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Matt.
That's a long old title there. We'll get on to what it means in a moment or two.
Very, very modern title, believe me.
Right, we're going to talk about the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre in a moment or two. Yeah. You've been doing some great work there as well. In fact, we'll start with that. We'll talk Everton in a second or two. So you went down to the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre last week with Sharpie for the launch of a brand new Everton Lotteries scratch card. It's immensely important, this. Tell us why, Joe.
Well, it's more than just a scratch card. It's a scratch card that hopefully is going to make a lot of money for the Clatterbridge Hospital to develop what they've got already, to expand all the fantastic work that they do, maybe a new department. And the hope and the ambition is that even before Christmas we could get up to 50,000 for Clatterbridge. You know, it is an amazing place. Sharpie and I went there to see some of the people in there, and an 83-year-old man with a mind as sharp as they come, down to a 19-year-old aspiring referee, and all in there. I've got to say also, the place is absolutely immaculate. Congratulations to the staff, because it is absolutely spotless. You could eat from the floor there. It was a pleasure to see.
Joe, was it incredibly uplifting speaking to some of the patients in there?
It is, and God, I mean, it's a regular thing with footballers. You know, both clubs in the city, I know, are regular visitors, and I know that Alder Hey will get a visit this Christmas, always does with the kids. So it's grounding. You know, we live in a somewhat inflated world in football. You know, obviously with the money that's involved now and the lifestyle of the modern footballer, but when you go and see these people in Clatterbridge, or indeed Alder Hey when we go there, it is grounding.
Yeah, I mean, you've always been involved in these visits, haven't you? As managers, players, you've always had that close association with the hospitals on Merseyside.
And particularly the community side. You know, you mentioned my official title. Well, another part of the job that I do is I am heavily involved with the community, and I'm proud to be so. We are very proud of the community connection that we have at Everton, and indeed other clubs. You know, most Premier League clubs now are very aware of their communities. It's not like the old days when you know, you saw the players once every fortnight, and there's, you know, and there's no other connection with the club. You know, most clubs now have a community interest.
I bet there were some Reds in there giving you a little bit of stick as well, were there, Joe?
Well, there was one Red. He found it rather hard to put a blue blanket on him, but we pinned him down and did it.
Right, it's a brand new scratch card. It'll be on sale at selected home games at Goodison Park. And the aim is to raise £90,000 over 3 years to help build a new specialist cancer hospital in the heart of Liverpool. So if you're heading to Goodison and you see these for sale, please do get involved. It's a brilliant, brilliant cause. Joe, let's just reflect on yesterday. Times are a little bit tough at the moment for Everton.
It is. You know, I looked at us at times yesterday and I thought, God, we desperately need another goal scorer apart from Rom. You know, if Rom doesn't score at the moment, we can look a little bit shot shy. But, you know, it's still very early in a new reign from a new manager, still changing things around. He's brought four players in who've all done very well. So that's the positive side. We had a great start. And we've done well against the top sides, Tottenham and Man City, both draws, creditable draws. We've just got to start picking ourselves up again. We have a very hard December coming. And I'm sure that Ronald now knows exactly what he needs for the team. You know, we've taken more or less a full staff from Southampton. Yesterday was always going to be hard and hostile. But we have a big, big month coming up in December.
Do you feel there's been almost a little bit of an overreaction to results of late, in that it's quite hard for a new manager to get everything put in place perfectly as the way he would want?
Listen, there's always an overreaction in football. It comes with the territory now, you know, whether it's Wayne Rooney having a night out or Evan not winning in seven games, you know, there is an overreaction.
Yeah, it just tends to happen, doesn't it? The level of performances, or at least the level of how Everton start games, is there anything that Koeman can do to address that straight away? Has it surprised you with how slow off out the blocks they are?
Well, that's for Ronald to summarise and report on it, and indeed improve if he thinks it needs that. You know, it's not really for an ex-manager to talk about that. You better ask the big fella about that.
There's no breathing space, is there? You mentioned there's big games coming up very shortly. Arsenal, Manchester United, Liverpool. But you pointed out they played pretty well in some of the big fixtures so far.
Yeah, well, we have, and we've got Leicester away, of course, as well, which is no easy game. But I look at us with the players that we have, and I don't see us as a struggling side. Maybe a side that's having a little struggle at the moment, which is slightly different.
Seventh place still in the table as well. It's a strange Premier League table.
It is a strange Premier League table, and if seventh is a crisis, it's not so bad, is it?
You're involved in the youth there as well, and of course, we've seen a young lad in Tom Davis come through. There's so many at Everton, aren't there, that are great prospects?
Well, we have particularly midfield players. We've got a wealth of young players coming through, and hopefully to challenge. But you know, football these days is an instant business. Managers, coaches don't always get a long time to get it right. So, you know, managers can tend to look for the ready-made article. But if Ronald needs a midfield player, we have several waiting, and he knows that. He's seen them. He's seen them, took them away pre-season to play in the games with the team. So he knows what we've got.
Why is there this abundance of midfielders in particular, Joe?
Because there is, and it's quite seriously, it can come in circles. You know, it can be a crop of defenders at another time. We desperately need some goal scorers to come through.
And you say that, maybe just Romelu Lukaku needs that added bit of help up front, but that all depends on transfer windows now, doesn't it?
Well, we'll see. You know, we have a new owner, you know, who's certainly prepared to back the manager in the transfer market. I know that the director of football and his chief scouts are working feverishly at the moment, you know, putting together lists of players that they feel would benefit Everton. And we'll have to wait and see. But the January window is notoriously expensive and, it can be a tricky window to deal in.
You mentioned the new owner, the new manager as well. Is there a new sort of feeling around the club with all that?
Well, there always is when a new manager comes in anywhere. I mean, I've seen it from both sides. So, you know, when I've gone into Everton and, you know, you can create a buzz by coming in. And obviously that's happened. You know, you've had a response from some players. And as always, there are other players who feel that, you know, that things aren't so good for them as they were. But that's the change in manager. And at the end of it, you know, it's a results business. And seventh, going into Christmas, into the Christmas month, is certainly not a bad start.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.